This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This is a story out of CBS News that I saw this morning and thought, you gotta be kidding me. Concert tickets. They're expensive, really expensive. And I'm going to talk about a band that's kind of, they've been around a long time. They're from Laguna Niguel, and they're called Something Corporate. And... They sound like a little Blink 182-ish, yeah. You know. Okay, fine. So they're from Southern California. And in fact, Something Corporate, they go as SoCo. So like fans of theirs. And they have had like minor hits. They have like 3 million downloads on one
on
of
that
their...
song right there.
Okay, that's... Oh, is that the one?
They woke up in a car.
Woke up in a car.
Yeah.
So CBS News is talking with them, and they're sort of a, like, I don't know, they're a medium-sized band, I guess. It sounds like they've got something of a following.
Okay.
And for a recent show, they set the ticket price at $56.
Mm.
And it was at a venue that, as I mathed it out, I think it was at about a 2,850 was the number of seats.
Okay.
So a little under 3,000 tickets. The band said the ticket price is $56, which became $70 a ticket as the various fees got tacked on.
Of course.
At that price, $70, the show had the potential to generate, if it sold every seat, $200,000. So I took the $200,000 and I divided it by 70 and I came up with it's a 2,800 seat venue.
Oh.
That's just my math. Right off the top, so now we're saying this is a sold out gig, a theater.
And how much will it bring in?
$200,000. So, and I'm thinking like a 3,000 seat venue would be like, I don't know, the Bill Graham Auditorium or something, right?
Yeah, what was Bimbo's? 800?
Bimbo's is 800.
So it's way small.
What's
Bimbo's
the Masonic?
Is way,
I think the Masonic's around 3,000. I'm just trying to, it's bigger than a club.
Yes.
But smaller than like any kind of arena.
Yeah.
It's like a big auditorium.
Arenas get up over 10,000.
Sure.
So
$200,000 is what, if they sold it out at $70 a ticket, that would be the amount of money that came in.
$200,000.
$200,000. Right off the top, about $104,000 in costs related to the venue, like stagehands and people who work at this place. I would assume that's everything that needs, concession stands, et cetera. Cleanup costs, setup. So that leaves just under $100,000. The band still doesn't get their cut. There are commissions, fees, travel expenses, payroll. The band's management takes a quarter and the band's crew takes another quarter. When it's all said and done, Something Corporate, the guys in the band themselves, made about to split. And it's a big band too. I got to say, it looked like there were 12 people in that band. They made a profit of about $10 a ticket. So in the end,
they got $6,000.
They got about $28,000.
Oh,
weird. But they had to split it 12 ways. Your math was great.
All right, Finn.
You've got other attributes.
It's a ticket that cost the concert goer $70, and the band, the people who put on the show made about $10 a ticket, which is still more than 10% of the total ticket price.
No, I mean, in the math you're doing, that is a total ripoff. Now, the costs of doing shows have been making the news a lot because yes. bands are talking about that and are now doing different things to lower their own costs.
Yes.
For example, they're not bringing their own gear on tour anymore. They rent when they get to a town. And so that stuff, they don't have
to bring their personal guitars, but they would rent the back line and everything
that
they need.
All that stuff right. ends up not being something they're carrying around right. in a truck or a van.
Which
or
makes
whatever.
It easier for them to rent transport to get them from place
but
to place.
But if you if you'd look at older bands, as you know, the years have gone by, most of them are like, I need this gear for us to sound like we're supposed to sound.
Yep.
I have to bring it. But bands have just let go of that completely. And they're
right.
like.
And I would think mid-sized bands probably do that, right? If you're a tour, well, I don't know. I guess if you're doing a tour where you're just sort of throwing everything in bands, maybe you're okay. But you probably do get to a point where now there's insurance companies involved because all this gear costs a ton of money and it does get stolen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I also think like if you're in a really big band, you probably have like set pieces. There's things that you need for
tons
your
of stuff.
So you're looking
catwalks
at
catwalks that have
semis,
to be built,
right?
And you know, floaties.
Yes.
Whatever you call them.
Are you talking about like tight lines where they can whip a person around in the audience?
Oh no! Like
screens and stuff
that hangs off the sides of the stage. Sometimes skeletons.
Oh.
AC/DC put this big. Lady, they call Rosie, up on the stage. So there's lots of props,
sure.
set props,
right.
things.
Yeah, there's like there's a whole expectation that when you go to see a bigger band, especially if you paid a couple $100 for a ticket, that you're going to
It's get, a whole thing.
It's not just five dudes and their instruments playing for you.
Right.
Although bottom line, you should be able to pull that if you're getting a couple $100 for a ticket.
I'm often like, I can't believe they put so much into the stage set, but this is their art.
It's a production, right?
It's their art and it's their thing. And they are trying to give you an experience
right.
that you'll want to see again.
Right.
Because they'll be back, hopefully. Fingers
that's the
crossed.
Hope, right? Apparently that's where they're making all their money now.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.